Well, the Federal Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, is concerned about the falling birth rate in Australia and the fact that he's going to halve the immigration rate this coming year. As a result, he wants all of us to have more babies. Now, I can tell you, he is quite literally peeing into the wind here. There is a very good reason Australians aren't having more children. Well, there's two very good reasons. The first is cost of living. All right, it is insanely expensive at the moment. If you have a baby, you're buying nappies, you're buying baby food or formula. One of you probably stops working for a while. It is very, very expensive to have a baby. And it makes absolute sense that people say, well, you know what? Once upon a time, we might have wanted to have three kids. Now we'll settle for two because we simply cannot afford a third. That's point one. Point two. Women are told these days that a career is important, that they should go to university, and more women go to university than men, and the point of going to university and accruing a hex debt is to get a really good career. As a result, women are not settling down and starting to have families when they're in their mid-20s, like my parents did. No, they're waiting until their 30s. And it is obvious that if you delay having children from your 20s into well into your 30s, you are going to have fewer children than used to be the average. So to Jim Chalmers, I'd say this. Unless you want to bite the bullet and do what Peter Costello did 20 years ago and have a baby bonus. And remember, back in the early 2000s, the baby bonus was $5,000 per child. Now, $5,000 back then was a sizable sum of money. It wasn't nearly as much, obviously, as what it cost to raise a child, but it actually lifted the birth rate for a few years. Jim Chalmers is not proposing a new baby bonus. He's just saying, please have more children. Well, Mr. Chalmers, you're the Federal Treasurer, you know, you influence government spending. In fact, you pretty much control it. You can change the tax system and the welfare system. If you want people to have more kids, you have to do something about the cost of living. 133-693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. And I mean, even if you don't believe me about the choices women make, what about what Jennifer Kite has to say? Now, she's featuring in the V Weekend magazine tomorrow. But she says, people say women can have it all. Jennifer Kite says, no, they can't have it all. They have to make choices. And the choices women are making, on average, is to delay starting families and to prioritise their careers, which is good. And if that's what women choose to do, I'm all for it. But it absolutely means they will have fewer children than a few generations ago.